know those questions everyone seems to ask?
Frequently asked questions.
Well, here's the answers. This is FAQ on CKBI.
Joining me now is Mount St. Joe's outgoing CEO, Brian Martin. Brian, your service almost at an end. Always a little bittersweet.
It's time for me to retire, and it's time for new people, new ideas. I'm so excited for Mount St. Joseph.
And any word on who will be filling your shoes?
Yes, the individual's name is Wayne Nogier. He's from Melfort, and he's a mover and shaker in the healthcare system and is very familiar with our role as a special care home. We're governed by a local community board of directors, and he's familiar with that scenario and will do a great job for Mount St. Joseph and this community.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you for all your service as well. I know, like I say, it's always been a bit bittersweet. You left behind a great legacy of some wonderful projects. One of those that people may not know of is Blooms and Buds Daycare. Tell us a little about that.
Blooms and Buds have been our partners this month for 20 years. And people, when they hear about Blooms and Buds, they say, well, what the heck is it? Well, number one, it's a very unique situation. It's a child care center that's actually physically located in Mount St. Joseph Home. And they've been with us for 20 years now. And we are just so thankful of their presence at Mount St. Joseph. They provide services, obviously, to very, very young children. And their obligation to Mount St. Joseph is to integrate some of their programming with the people who live at Mount St. Joseph. So we get to see and observe and witness some amazing things that happen when the very elderly and the very, very young get together. It's just an amazing story, and we are just so proud and so thankful of Blooms and Buds and Samantha Simmons, the director of that amazing organization, and her staff. You have to see it to believe it, but it is one of the best things that ever happened to Mount St. Joseph when Blooms and Buds decided to become a part of who we are.
And is it open to any parents that have kids, or is there any specific criteria?
Yes. There's an application process that they have to go through. The really kind of tough news is that I think their wait list is like about 3 years, 3 years in length. But the really great news is they are expanding. They're right now in the process of expanding their services, and it's going to be located at the Arthur Peachey School. I believe they're already full, but at least now they're going to have something like 40 more children's capacity to serve the young parents of Prince Albert and area. So it's a win for Arthur Peachey. It's a win for Prince Albert. It's a win for Mount St. Joseph Home, because we've seen this organization grow and prosper and bring such joy to our elders and do such an amazing job with the children that they serve. They're top of the line, and this community should be so proud of them.
Well, Brian, once again, thank you very much for all your hard work over the many, many years at Mount St. Joe's, and all the best in your future. Where can people call or get more information if they are interested in either Mount St. Joe's or Blooms and Buds?
Well, the really quick answer is call 306-953-4500, and somebody will be prepared to provide you with details. Or pop onto our website, and you'll read about Mount St. Joe, you'll read about Blooms and Buds. Don't hesitate to call us, ask questions. We love to tell people about the successes and challenges of providing care to people who need our services. And I've got just the most amazing staff. They work very, very hard to be kind and generous and attend to people's needs.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ on demand at ckbi.com.